Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Welcome to episode 29 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Thank you for joining us. As always, it is great to have you along. Today's episode is all about breathing and breath work. I want to do a deep dive today into breath work and the benefits of breath work and the different kinds of breathing techniques you can use. A warning, and I'll repeat it again a little bit later on, only practice these when it's safe to do so, when you're not operating machinery, when you're not driving the car, somewhere when you're sat at home, and safe, away from any water, etc. Please don't do any kind of breath work exercises in water. It's important that it's done when it's completely safe to do so. Before we get started with episode 29, let's have a quick recap of episode 28. Episode 28 was all about how short life really is and the importance of not putting off till tomorrow what you could start today. In the episode, I used an interesting concept to illustrate how short life is and how quickly life can pass you by, just to get the point across that if you've got an ambition or a project or something within you that you want to release into the world, start now. If you haven't already had a chance, it's on all the major platforms. When you've got time, please give it a listen. And on that note, if you are enjoying the podcast, please hit the subscribe button or whatever you have to do on your platform so you're alerted as the new episodes are published. If your platform allows you to leave a review, that really helps. It gets us recognized and helps more people to find the podcast. The other thing you can do to really help the podcast is tell your friends, family, anybody who you think might be interested in the type of topics we're covering. Please tell them about it. Ask them to give us a listen. The more people I can get this message out to and help them to live the life they were meant to live, the better. As I said, today's episode is all about breathing and breath work. Now, I appreciate that sounds a little bit of a strange topic for a podcast that's about personal development, being the best version of yourself. However, I'm now coming to believe that breathing has become a lost art. We have lost touch with the correct way to breathe. Breathing has such an impact on how we perform in the world. I feel that it's got a place in the show. We need to spend a bit of time unpacking and maybe deep diving into breath work, the correct way to breathe, and also breathing techniques to use in different situations, whether that's to help to calm yourself, whether that's to prepare yourself for intense bouts of exercise, or even, as I've recently read, to prepare your immune system in the times where you feel that you're coming down with a cold or picked up some kind of winter chill. Let's start by looking in a little bit more detail around the actual mechanism of breathing. And I think the most important point here is to highlight the fact that we were designed to breathe through our noses. According to Patrick McEwen in his book, The Oxygen Advantage, your mouth is for the consumption of food, and yet somehow over the last couple of hundred years, we've become prolific mouth breathers. Mouth breathing to the body is synonymous with emergencies and activates the flight or flight response. The processes of nasal breathing and mouth breathing also activate or incorporate different parts of the upper torso. Nasal breathing results in the use of the abdomen, while mouth breathing activates the upper chest, involving larger breaths, and it could actually, conversely, cause reduced arterial oxygen or oxygenation. It's Patrick Innes in the book, The Oxygen Vantage, points out it's no wonder that habitual mouth breathers often suffer from poor energy, lack of concentration and moodiness. We've become mouth breathers, especially in the Western world. It's become the norm from a point of view of the way we breathe. There's breathing through the nose has distinct advantages. The nose is designed to filter out particles, warm the air as it comes in. And also, the paranasal sinuses, as well as the blood vessels, breathing gently through the nose increases the amount of nitric oxide in the blood. Now, nitric oxide plays a monumental role in humans. Nitric oxide is the blood's natural defense to prevent all manner of different things from happening. It also relaxes or prevents the blood vessels from constricting, so increases blood flow and lowers blood pressure. There's a body of evidence building that demonstrates that nose breathing can increase energy, improve mood, and also if you can develop the habit of nose breathing in your sleep, can lead to improved sleep, again, waking feeling more energized, more refreshed. Now, there's a whole topic on its own around encouraging yourself to nose breathe when you're asleep, but to very quickly touch on it, there's a lot of articles around just taping your mouth closed when you're asleep. Now, let's get to the point here. This is not a piece of gaffer tape or duct tape across your mouth at night. It's a little bit of tape just over your mouth to encourage your body to breathe through the nose. And it's not strong enough that if you were to need to breathe through your mouth that you couldn't, it'd be easily broken. But it's just a small piece of tape across the mouth just to encourage the body to breathe through the nose rather. Again, possibly something worth experimenting with, but please, again, this is not medical advice. This is just educational information. Do your research. Find out about the options available around the mouth tape. I believe you can go on Amazon and buy it. But if you're struggling with low levels of energy, not sleeping properly, disrupted sleep, maybe experimenting with the little pieces of tape to encourage yourself to breathe through the nose in the night may be the answer. Breathing also as, or the way we breathe in terms of the frequency, has enormous impacts on how we feel. As I mentioned at the start of the episode, the mouth breathing and rapid mouth breathing signifies an emergency. It's the flight or fight response. It's to get us out of danger. Now, that has its place, and I'll touch on that towards the end of the episode. However, in most circumstances, we don't want to find ourselves on high alert all the time, which mouth breathing and the quite shallow chest breathing and rapid breathing will do. Again, you think yourself, the moment you become or start to feel a little bit anxious or a little bit scared, your breathing changes, it becomes more shallow, more rapid. And that, again, intensifies that feeling of being anxious or afraid. So one of the things when you are in a stressful situation, it could be prior to a presentation, a sporting performance, it's very much worth focusing on your breath. And some of the techniques I'm going to give shortly is around that. Just being focused on the way you breathe to control the breathing, very much incorporating the nose. The nose is the method of taking air into the body, and just focus on your breath. A lot of people with anxiety, their anxiety is linked to the way they breathe. Their short, shallow, fast mouth breathing perpetuates that constant feeling of anxiety. Just that little bit of time, being mindful about your breath and mindfully breathing using one of the techniques will lower that status of alert. There's a lot of research already around the efficacy of a longer exhale, or an exhale that lasts 7 seconds or longer, on the parasympathetic nervous system. It's been shown that, research has shown that a longer exhale actually calms down the parasympathetic nervous system. So heart rate slows, blood pressure drops. What you need to be looking at is sort of that 1-2 ratio. So for every 1 second of breathing in, it's a 2 second of breathing out. So you could breathe in for the count of 4 and out for a count of 8. And just 2 minutes of cycling that kind of breath will calm the system. It's a great way to start your day. Another one I like, not quite on the 1-2 ratio, but is the 7-11, which very similar to the 1-2. It's a 7 second inhale, followed by an 11 second exhale. So it goes something like this. Now, I always say to people when I'm taking them through the 7-11 is, don't worry too much about the count. Sometimes the count can be a little bit disconcerting. The main thing is try and get the longer out-breath compared to the in-breath. And just, again, spend a couple of minutes cycling that 7 seconds of inhaling, 11 seconds of exhaling. If you need to, there's apps, little timer apps you can set up on your phone to do the 7 and then the 11 for you. So that's useful, and it's a very calming method of breathing. It very quickly calms you down and relaxes you. Another one that I particularly like was introduced by Andrew Huberman from his podcast, the Huberman Lab podcast, is the physiological sigh. Physiological sigh is very simple. It's but breathe in through your nose so almost you feel your lungs are full. And then it's another short inhale through the nose to just finally top off or top up your lungs. And then the breath out. So it's... And again, with the psychological sigh, is being mindful that your out breath, the emptying of the lungs, is longer than the inhale. So again, it's the exhale that has the big impact on the parasympathetic nervous system, the system that, you know, controls heart rate, blood pressure, etc. The longer the out breath is, it puts you into that relaxed mode. Another type of breathing I want to introduce you to is what's called 4-7-8 breathing. It comes from the ancient yogic practice of pranayama. Pranayama is a practice of controlling your breath. It's a type of mindful breathing exercise and has been, again, shown to benefit by improving or lowering stress levels, making you feel more relaxed. The actual 4-7-8 breathing technique was developed by Dr. Andrew Weil, he refers to it as almost a natural tranquilizer for the nervous system. You can practice 4-7-8 breathing at any time. Again, I always say, with any breathing technique, make sure you're safe, that you're not driving, that you're not operating machinery. But 4-7-8 is just a simple practice of breathing that you only need to do 4 cycles in a row and you will feel the benefit. If you can work up to 8, it's great. But it's a great way to relax or use a natural, almost tranquilizer, as it were, to calm you down. I've also read, that if you're struggling to get off to sleep, 4-7-8 breathing can help you to fall off to sleep really quickly. Let's walk through 4-7-8 breathing. So, simple process. Start off by just opening your mouth slightly, emptying your lungs or breathing out with a whoosh. Then it's in through the nose for 4. then it's an hold of the breath for seven. Once you've held your breath for seven, it's an exhale through the mouth for eight. So it's so, and it's that cycle of in through the nose on a count of four, hold for the count of seven, and then out through the mouth for a count of eight. And as I said, the idea is to do 2 minutes of cycling of that breath practice. And then once you've got the hang of that, you could actually then move up to 4 minutes. This has a dramatic impact on how you feel, helping to relax. It's very much worth incorporating into your day. Maybe it's one of those to incorporate at the end of your day, at the end of a busy day, as part of your nighttime routine, getting ready to go to sleep, incorporate some 4-7-8 breathing. Or if you've got a particularly stressful event during the day, just putting 2 minutes to one side and do a few cycles or 2 minutes of cycling the 4-7-8 breathing. But definitely worth giving a try. Another breathing technique to try and to calm the system and make you feel calmer is box breathing. Box breathing is a technique. It's often can also be known as resetting your breath or four square breathing. It's easy to do, quick to learn, and is really effective. I'm sure I've read somewhere that the US Navy SEALs develop this or use this, incorporate into situations where the, again, the flight or fight mechanism is on full alert, you know, they're in a dangerous situation, and, you know, they put the box breathing to use in those sorts of situations. Again, box breathing is a very simple technique that you can do anywhere, at your desk, in a cafe, before a presentation, before a sporting performance. Literally, it's really simple, very easy to do. It's just a case of finding somewhere to sit comfortably with your back up straight, feet on the floor, and close your eyes. Breathe in through your nose while counting to four. Feel the air enter your lungs. Hold your breath whilst again slowly counting to four. Just in a relaxed manner, just hold your breath for the count of four. Once you've counted to four, slowly exhale for 4 seconds and then repeat. So then it'll be again, in through the nose for a count of four, hold for a count of four, and then out for a count of four. So it'd go something like this. And again, there you would just repeat cycles of the box breathing. It's a four-sided breathing exercise, basically, with, you know, 4 seconds on each side of in, hold, out, and then in again. And it's just a really simple, effective exercise. So we've covered a lot of different breathing techniques to help you feel more relaxed and calmer. But breathing can be used for the opposite of that. If you've come across Wim Hof, better known as the Iceman, Wim is known for his extraordinary feats of immersion in cold water, tolerance to cold. I once read somewhere, I don't know if this is accurate, but he climbed past the death zone on Everest in just a pair of shorts. He's come up with a way of controlling his body systems to be tolerant of the cold. But he also claims, Hof believes that focused breathing allows him to control his body's response to illness, something that was previously thought impossible. And it's been tested. He has the proof to back it up. In an experiment, Hof was voluntarily injected with an E. coli toxin, a bacteria which causes flu-like symptoms, vomiting and fever. He didn't have any of these symptoms. I heard him recount the tale of how he incorporated his breathing technique and focused on his breathing and was able to prepare his body for the introduction of the toxin, and his immune system responded. much to the amazement of the doctors concerned. And he's actually repeated this experiment. And he also trains his technique to volunteers and got them to produce the same results. The Wim Hof breathing is a powerful technique to incorporate into your routine for the opposite of the techniques we talked about before. This is more around preparedness, you know, preparing your immune system, controlling your body systems to be ready to go, as it were, to be on, prepared for immersion in cold, or if you feel you've got some kind of illness coming, that you can boost your immune system. The method is very simple. This is how you do it. Sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Take in a quick, deep breath through your nose. Then exhale passively through your mouth and repeat this pattern 30 times. Then take one deep breath in through your nose. Exhale fully until your lungs are empty. And then hold your breath for as long as you can. Once you can no longer hold your breath, inhale as deeply as you can and hold that for 15 seconds. That is the Wim Hof method. Only practice it when it's safe, then you're lying down. Again, I can't emphasize enough, do not do any kind of these breathing exercises, especially the one just mentioned, in or anywhere near water. But the Wim Hof method is an excellent way of preparing your immune system, or just boosting your immune system. Or even if you're about to exercise, if you're about to do any kind of exercise. I've seen Wim demonstrate where somebody doing the breathing exercises does push-ups, and then post doing the breathing exercise does push-ups. And actually they do more after doing the Wim Hof method of breathing than they could do before. So if you want to prime yourself for some kind of activity, this method is brilliant. What I would advise you to do is practice it first. This is not something to decide to try just before, you know, your football game, your athletics race, the next half marathon you've got planned. You need to incorporate it into your routine well in advance. See how it works for you, experiment with it, and then give it a try. It's not something to try on the spur of the moment. You need to find out how your body adapts or responds to this type of stimulation. It could even be, as I said, you feel like a little bit under the weather, you feel like you're coming down with a winter cold, might be the time to try it and see if it has any impact. It's definitely worth also looking into Wim Hof and his method. He's got his own podcast now, I believe. He's out there on the internet. He's got a number of, or at least one book I know of, on the subject. So you can check him out by doing a little bit of research. So that was our dive into breathing and the various breathing techniques. I suppose the takeaways for me are that to focus now on nasal breathing and breathing from my abdomen, as opposed to the chest breathing, and to be more focused around making sure that I'm breathing through the nose. That's something I'm going to incorporate into my daily exercise routine, to try and focus when I'm running at using my nose to breathe as opposed to my mouth. Again, as part of the research for this episode, it's been found that nasal breathing during exercise actually increases endurance. I know it sounds a bit converse to what you would expect, but nasal breathing, again, because its effect on lowering heart rate, etc., increases endurance. So that's something I'm going to focus on for the next few months, to see if I can train myself to nasal breathe and what impact it has on my performance. Just a few things to wrap up the show, today's episode, with is, as I always say, these episodes of the Winning Edge Coach podcast are here for educational purposes. They're not here to give medical advice. So if you've got, or you're thinking of trying any of these, and you've got any kind of condition, or you're not sure, or just to be on the safe side, please consult with your medical practitioner. The other thing is, as I said, please, please, please practice breathing exercises only when it's safe to do so. Not in the car, not when you're operating machinery, especially anywhere near water. Do it when you're in the comfort of your own home, sitting or lying on the floor, and practice in a safe environment. That's it. That was the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at WinningEdgeCOA1. Thanks again. See you next time.